Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents They Won't Be Hurt by Kevin O'Brien, narrated by Daniel Thomas May. Chapter 1. Saturday, November 25th, 1:43 a.m., Lopez Island, Washington.
Huh, someone left the gate open,
Jay observed from the passenger seat. Wes Banyan had already lowered the driver's window to punch in the 6-digit code on the little box at the start of the driveway. The frigid night air drifted into his rented Ford Fiesta. After 2 days and nights of driving in and out of the Singleton's compound, Wes now knew the front gate's code by heart. The property was surrounded by a tall fence with barbed wire trim along the top. Jay referred to the house, nestled on a huge wooded lot overlooking Lopez Sound, as the family cabin. After hearing her call it that for the last few days, Wes had been expecting a cottage with a pot-bellied stove, maybe some bunk beds and a spare room and an outhouse in back. Instead, it was a freaking 6-bedroom mansion. That was just like her. Jay Singleton was full of surprises. Not all of them good. Wes was determined to break up with her tonight. And if he was going to do it, he needed to do it now, before he dropped her off at the house. They'd met at a frat party 3 weeks ago. They were both freshmen at the University of Washington. Wes had seen her around Alder Hall and been immediately attracted to her. Jay was a gorgeous blonde with big green eyes and a lithe body. She smelled nice, too. She actually asked him out, which left Wes a bit stunned, because he knew he was hardly anybody's idea of a stud.